What's all the PMS with Coach G? It's positively motivating sisters with purpose, meaning, style. Are you ready for positive conversations inspiring you to your next level? Do you need motivation to get you growing? Are you a sister, woman, leader, boss, mom, wife, female, her, she? I think you know what I mean. Are you seeking purpose in your life? Do you know the meaning for which you stand? Do you know your style is your unique authenticator? If you answered yes to any one of these questions, this podcast is designed with you in mind, which embodies the whole you, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. Sisters, we are on a journey in connecting you from where you are to your what's next with purpose, meaning, style, and it all starts with you. Hi, this is Coach G, your chief PMS cheerleader, motivating and empowering you to win in your personal and professional life, your connector, guiding you and bridging the gap from where you are to your what's next. I am your leadership and growth coach, strategist, empowerment speaker, best-selling author, mom, wife, Christian, and I get to serve you in doing what I am passionate about, you. Sisters, we are on a journey for you living your life on purpose, for purpose, with purpose, meaning, style. Thank you so much as you continue to show up and listen in, supporting the show. Thank you as you are sharing the love. I so appreciate you doing that because you know what? That carries weight in reaching others. And let me remind you, you can support this podcast with a monetary contribution as we continue to show up, empowering you and other women on their personal and professional growth journey. And that's through education, inspiration, and elevation. Go to the show description, touch the link, give that monetary contribution, which speaks volume in you saying, you know what, I stand in support of blessing this podcast. And so we can continue to grow through the conversations we have in this space. So, you know what, I know that we are, you know, moving forward. We are moving into springtime when we are in springtime, if you're listening to this during that time. But we are in episode 106. And so we're going to talk about spring cleaning your life. What does that mean? I have to start out with this. I missed you all last week. We did not have a podcast episode last week. And you know what? Sometimes it's intentional because there's a time that, you know, for me, that I may just stop and say, you know what? I need to reflect. I need to refresh. I need to revive. I need to rejuvenate, restore, you know, and just kind of reflect and seeing an outlook of how we can continue to move forward and continue to show up and give you conversations that are of value, things that you can listen to. Maybe it just sparks a different creation in you. You know, maybe it wakes up something that's been sleeping dormant in your life. You know, maybe it's just even reminders, whatever it is. I just want to make sure that we continue to show up. I continue to show up, you know, giving you conversations that can inspire you, that can elevate you, that can educate you. You know what? And I don't do it alone. That is when, you know, having other podcast guests on the show is just as important too, because we get to collaborate and connect and empower you. As I said, as we started this show, to empower you on your journey. So, but let's talk about this spring cleaning. Do you feel this is the time to refresh, revive, and restore some things in your life? I just talked about that, right? This could be personally or in your career or business. Do you feel there are some things that need dusting off? Yeah. Or do you feel you need to replace with something new? Maybe that's a new desk in your office, a new car, a new job, painting that room you've been wanting to give this major makeover. Or maybe it's the time for a new hairstyle. You know what? It's okay with that too. We just want a new look, right? Or maybe it's just revising a health and fitness plan. But no matter what, it all comes to spring cleaning your life.
making room for the next level of growth in your life. And that's what I love. We get to come in this space and have conversations like this, things that can inspire us to move into action. Like I said, maybe some things that have been stagnant or dormant in your life, and you're saying, you know what? I need to make some adjustments. I need to pivot. And spring cleaning is a great time for that deep cleaning. You know, we think about that in our homes, right? I'm sure that's how we resonate with that when we listen to spring cleaning, you know, but this conversation is not about, you know, doing that in your home. Or maybe when you hear these tips and these notes that you say, hey, I can apply that in the way I do spring clean my home. Okay. That's okay too. But let's take this moment and just talk about what does a spring clean feel like and look like? You know, this is a time we take a look beyond the surface and the opportunity to address what's underneath, what's really underneath the dust, what's really, you know, underneath all the piles of papers or work that we do. Have you ever cleaned something and after you've done it, it just feels good? You feel so refreshing. It smells good. You just want to stop and just take it all in. That may be a good shower after sweating from a workout. Or you know what? Cleaning the house, like we're talking about spring cleaning. Maybe it's that you do that, do your give your house that good spring clean, and it just feels so good that you say, oh, now I just want to relax, put my feet up, take it all in, maybe light some candles and, you know, turn on your favorite music or maybe watching your favorite movie or television show and just take it in and relax. Or maybe it's the fact that you just put your feet up and you say, let me get a book and read. All those things are good. And all those things are even things that can actually revive you and refresh you and help you reset. But let's talk about some growth tips because we are all about growth in this community, in this space. And that growth starts with you, right? So, how to spring clean your life and get that same feeling that we're talking about? Maybe just start with the fact of inspection. Yes, inspection. In other words, inspect what you haven't checked. You know, that's how dust piles up, right? That's how things pile up on your desk because it's just constantly, maybe you're just putting it to the side, right? So, we have to allow ourselves that time of inspection. What has gone unchecked and maybe causing stagnation in your life? Ask yourself that. Check in with yourself. That's what you do when you're inspecting what you haven't checked. Okay, so that means you got to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how are you doing? Literally, how are you doing? How are you doing today? Because yes, each day brings this, you know, new challenges. Oh, we're faced to into a new day, right? So what may be challenging or how you may feel or what you're facing today may not be what you're facing tomorrow or next week or next month. You know, and how are you doing today? What may be draining you as well as what gives you energy? This is that time through that inspection that we make adjustments for restoration in your life, which may be caused from uncontrolled challenges, because sometimes some things are not in our control. But that doesn't mean that we can't check in to see how we can make some adjustments to navigate through that journey and navigate through our journey, you know, successfully. And even things maybe that you've ignored that require your attention now. All those things are things that we have the opportunity to inspect because it's like, wait a minute, I need to check in on that. I need to really check in and, like, what's really draining me right now? You know, have you gotten off track from a goal you had in the beginning of the year? You know, we start out in the beginning of the year, we start out with that word of the year, that phrase, and we write all these things down. We put it on a vision board. And then what? Maybe the month, 2 months, 3 months later, you're saying, oh, okay, I'm moving on to something else. Or maybe you lost sight of the vision. And so that inspection of even in that question of saying, are you aligned with the vision? What is that vision? Have you even created a vision board? You know what? It's never too late. Because it can start right now in this moment. You say, okay, I'm going to stop right now and I'm going to, you know, even go through those questions and answer those questions so you can now create that vision of what you need to do to set that goal to move forward. Then we move into how to spring clean your life, transition. You know, transition goes into remove the dust off the shelf. Okay, that means something has to shift, something need to change. Maybe this can be the dream you haven't pursued. What are you waiting on? What's stopping you? What's holding you back? You know, taking action towards a new goal, or maybe completing a book you wanted to read since last year. Man, you know what? I can raise my hand on that. I have a couple of books that I've put on the shelf, and I'm saying, you know what? I need to get back to that. I need to pick that book up because maybe sometimes we can get a book. I know I have, and I've put it on the shelf, and then it's maybe, you know, that 6 months later that now I'm in that particular phase or season of my life, and that book is just like right on point, right on time. So maybe that's what that mean to you, just taking that book off that shelf, or maybe it's the fact that you want to write a book. But set an actionable plan by making an appointment with yourself. Yes, make an appointment with yourself for that allotted time. Just like we make appointments for, you know, other commitments, whether it's doctor's visits, whether it's, you know, attending functions and events, you make that appointment with yourself because you deserve that. That is that form of self-care. You know, it's we have to do that as we navigate through life, whatever phase or season you in, that part of filling your cup allows you to better serve others, to even better serve in your own life and lead through your own life. And so allow that time, you know, that could, you may just start with 15 minutes, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. You know, transition means give yourself what is needed to make the shift. What is it that you need in order to make the shift? Maybe that's a conversation with someone else. Maybe that's just taking your pen and paper out and starting to write. Or with technology, you can record yourself on the go, in your car, moving around, on your phone, even on your computer. So maybe sometimes it's even the part of removing those excuses because seeing what is before you that can allow you to transition. Transition is that process of change. And sometimes change is not always something we may adapt to easily, you know, but this can mean putting away and releasing things that no longer align with your life. Going back to asking yourself that question, are you aligned with the vision? Because our lives change, things in our life change just as well as people, too. So maybe sometimes even in that transition and as you're spring cleaning your life, maybe those are things that you say, okay, I have to release people, you know, in my life. I have to release some of the things and activities that I may be involved in. And you know what? It's okay. It may be for just a season, or it may be for, okay, this is the duration. This is something I no longer will participate in. But you actually get to spring clean that part of your life. And one of the last ones that I want to share is refresh. A good refreshment quenches our thirst. Think about it. Think about when you have that good, you know, drink that you have. Maybe it's just a glass of water, a glass of lemonade, a glass of tea, you know, that just refreshes you. It quenches that thirst. I think water is just like the best thing that may quench your thirst, honestly. But the passion inside of you, that same thing, refresh. What that passion inside of you, what are you thirsting for internally so that transformation, that change can happen? What are you thirsting for in your life to change or be revived for the better good? What is overwhelming in your life? You know, sometimes you stop, check in. Okay, what's overwhelming right now? You know, what are things that you can delegate to someone else? Maybe it's just as simple as that. That can even be in your home, on a team, you know, in your own work environment, the work that you do. Who are your power partners? that you can come to for support, that could be refreshing. But who are those power partners? You know, but and in the sense of those power partners, maybe that means sharing responsibilities or co-creating together ideas to help, you know, navigate or make things smoother in your life. You know, maybe what do you stand in need of? What are those desires? And you actually come together with those power partners that you stand in support of each other. That really goes into that community. Who is your community? Who is that circle for you? But no matter where you are on your journey, you know what? You do not have to do it alone. No. You know, I think of that saying, and if you want to go fast, do it alone. If you want to go far, do it together. You know, just the part of the collaboration and connection and knowing that you don't have to do it alone, that there is that opportunity to do and power up together with someone. But I want to just take this time to invite you into a community where you have, oh, let's say you can spring clean areas in your life so you can elevate and evolve in your personal growth. And again, that growth starts with you. You making that decision, you making that choice, checking in with yourself, inspecting to see, you know, am I aligned with my vision? What's going to help me move forward in that transition and change? And then be refreshed, because even during that refreshment, I think that's just a part of celebration as well. Because you, again, going back to that part of, you know, you get things all cleaned up and it feels good, it smells good. Now, man, you just want to take it all in because you can. And so, yes, you have accomplished a lot in your life. You have accomplished a lot. I know you have. But we can go further together. So the doors are open for you to step into Queen's Court Society, because you know what? That's a part of us coming together. Yes, you can listen in to the podcast. That's great. You get, you know, whatever motivation or inspiration, elevation that you need. But what is that next step where you actually connect? Let's connect. And that's a start to step into Queen's Court Society School of Growth and Membership, where you can shift your focus, help others, ask for help, keep yourself accountable, and embrace those things that are new, even embracing those challenges that will help you grow into your next level while helping you develop those strategies for that personal improvement and reaching those higher levels of success in your life and business. And you know what? Owning it, owning your brilliance, braveness, and branding to new levels, and not having it to do it alone, and going. And in that, you go further because we get to do that together. So I invite you, go to the show description, touch the link, Queen's Court Society School of Growth membership, learn more about it, take the step into it, and step into this community where you will have that support, encouragement, and empower you on your journey to create meaningful change in the world, in your community, in your circle. Or maybe that shift is one-on-one signature coaching at an more intimate level with me, which I offer that one-on-one coaching. You know what? Go to the show description. Learn more about how we can connect, how we can grow, how we can thrive together, because we go further together. And that's taking this next step. Or you could just go to the website, gstylecoaching.com, touch the contact tab, and let's start talking and crafting your unique plan, growth plan just for you. And so I look forward to coming to you again with the podcast, with more episodes. And for me, that does mean, you know, I had to ask myself that question too. And I love that I can share this in this community. And the question I have to ask is, how frequent do I come to you with these episodes? Yes, you hear me coming to you every week, you know, but I would really love to hear your comments. What do you think? What will help? I want to continue to help you on your journey too. But does that mean every week? Does it mean twice a month? Does it mean once a month? What does that mean to you? I want to hear your voice first because, yes, I'm making decisions. I'm choosing to be in alignment with my personal life and my career and my business, but I want to continue to show up with you to bring the value that you deserve. So please go to the comments, comment. You know what? You can send it to me personally at info@gstylecoaching.com. Tell me that you listened to the podcast episode. Tell me how often you want to continue to listen to this. I want to hear from you because your voice does matter. And in saying all of that, continue to share the love, continue to just listen to it and share the podcast with someone else. You know, follow, stay connected, subscribe, rate the podcast. Please, that is so important. And I want to say thank you again as you continue to support this show. And in saying all of that, until next time, sisters, let's keep growing because it all starts with you.